All right, Romans chapter 12. How many have your Bibles? You thought about it, at least. It's a valiant effort. But you made it here, at least. Good job. And you brought your Diamond High School orchestra sweatshirt. It's good. How many people go to Diamond? Kind of. Caleb, kind of. Nice. I go to Diamond. Every day, I go to Diamond. I do. I got my coaching shirts downstairs. Went there today to take pictures. What a big deal, I know. They look good. Romans 12, verse 9. You ready? All right, who wants to read it? Go ahead. You said it, I heard you. I heard I do. Don't just pretend to love others. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be a pretender. Don't pretend to love others. How many of you have pretended to like somebody? Let's be honest. Oliver, I see you like fake hand and then, yeah. Okay, don't pretend to love others. Really love them. How many of you really love people? A whole lot less hands go up. That's honest. I like it. It depends on the person. That is, that's honest. Hate them. No. Hate. Wait, what? Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy. Turn to your neighbor and say, that means you. Never be lazy. How many of you are lazy? Man, that's the quickest I've seen you guys move. Yeah, me! Woohoo! Right on! It's not really something to brag about, but okay. I'm so lazy. Yeah, I'm terrible. I hate people. Never be lazy, but work hard. How many of you work hard? How can you be lazy and work hard? Fair enough. Fair enough. But work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Huh? That's good enthusiasm for like a monkey. Serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble. How many of you are patient when you're going through a horrible circumstance? So kind of. That's good. Good job. Be patient when trouble comes around you. Be patient when you go through a difficult time. Be patient when you don't want to be patient. Right? Be patient in trouble. The Bible never tells you once you get saved, you're going to have a perfect life. Am I right? Right? It never tells you it's going to be perfectly easy. Just get saved and all of your worries will go away. Right? You'll never have troubles. You're like, what? I signed up for the opposite of that. I was supposed to get saved. Everything would be perfect. I think a lot of us kind of think that. Everything could be, will just be so much better and perfect. But so much in the Bible, it says you will go through trouble. Right? You will go through suffering. If you love me, you will suffer for me. Right? That's, is that what you signed up for? It says when you go through trouble, be patient. You are going to go through tough times. I hate to break it to you. You will have difficulties. You will at some point probably feel abandoned, feel lost, feel alone. It's an encouraging message. The Bible says be patient in your trouble and keep on praying. Keep on praying in the midst of your struggles, in the midst of your troubles. Keep praying. Keep seeking God. Keep doing the same things. Don't change what you're doing. How many of you, when you're going through a tough time, you change everything you would normally do? Right? You're not as happy as normal. right? You're sad most of the time. You're not as outgoing as you normally are. You're not as friendly with people, right? When you're going through tough times, when you're going through bitterness and anger and frustration, we change a lot, right? We start having different ways that we interact and react and respond to people, right? But this says, be patient in trouble. Keep on praying. And when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. How many of you are ready to help somebody? This side's good. A couple over here. Be ready when God's people are in need, and always be eager to practice hospitality. Many of you don't have your own homes, right? But you can still be hospitable. You can still care for people. You can still make them feel at home when you're around them, right? You can make them feel comfortable, make them feel at ease, make them feel full of peace. Always be hospitable, right? These are some characteristics that Jesus is telling us. This is through Paul. Paul's communicating to us, and he's telling the Romans, these are some of the things that you need to continue to do in the way that you live, in the way that you respond to people, the way you interact, the way that you are through tough times. And it's telling us to continue to do these same things over and over. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word. God, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus. God, we thank you that he came and he lived a perfect life for us. And God, I thank you so much that he died a death that we all deserve. God, so that we can be reconciled with you. Father, thank you that you're willing to give up your son, Jesus. And God, we thank you that you are with us in this moment by your spirit living inside of us. God, we pray that you would speak to us today. You would teach us your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I got this story. It's not my story, but we'll pretend it is. I'll steal it. There's this old man, me, and he was dying. Me. This is how I decided to tell you guys. I am old, if you didn't know, and dying. No. But there was this man, it's not really that funny, you guys keep laughing. This older man who's dying on his deathbed, but he's also very wealthy. A good thing. So he's dying, and he has his two twin sons there that are with him in his last moments. And so he's wanting to impart everything that he can to them. He's been a good dad, and he's taught them a lot, and he's loved them, and he's showed them a good example. And he says, before I die, I want my last thing that I give to you to be your inheritance, and something that I want you to have and to take throughout your life, right? And he'd given them some good wisdom, some good points. But the last thing that he says to them is, I have this box, and there's two options in it, and I want you to pick one. Okay, so he opens up this box, and in one hand is all of these $1,000 bills, $1,000 bills, $1,000,000 if you're good at math. $1,000,000 in one hand. And he says, you can take this as your inheritance to bless you, that you can take the rest of your life. Hopefully you invest it well. Hopefully you do something good with it. But I want you to leave you with something before I leave and before I die. But the other thing that I have for you, so your two options. First, your $1,000,000. And the other option that I have for you, and he pulls out this shiny, nice penny. And he says, this is your other option. But here's the thing. Here's the deal. It doesn't stop right there. I'm not a horrible father. He says, until your 21st birthday, which is in 31 days, this penny will multiply. It will double every single day. It's a true story about me. I'm one of the twins. I have a twin, if you didn't know. No. I'll tell you later why you can't. Right? And so you have this penny and doubles every single day for 31 days. And at the end of that, you can take everything that it has. And so he says, I want you guys to go home and I want you to think about this. And I want you to come back the next day and then you can grab your inheritance. And so the one goes back and is up all night thinking about what is he going to do. And the whole time he's thinking, what is my dad trying to teach me? right? He had already taught him a couple principles, a couple plans in here. He says, I know he's trying to teach me something, right? There's maybe math. There's something that he's wanting to show me in this. So I want to think about it. I want to just run after the first thing. I want to think about this, right? And the other brother is up all night thinking about how he's going to spend that $1 million and what he's going to do with that money. He doesn't think twice. He thinks $1 million. Heck yes, I'm taking it. And so the whole time he's planning, how am I going to take this million and turn it into millions? Right? How am I going to double it or triple it, multiply it? What am I going to do with this money? What? No. And so, that doesn't make sense. Michael was not one of these two. And so the one brother who had been up all night planning comes in the next day, grabs the million, and goes. In the next several days, he is putting together this financial team that's going to invest in all of his money and is going to make him millions, hopefully, right? So he's interviewing people and he's getting like the top-notch people that know what they're doing, looking at all their background checks, making sure they're legitimate, they've made money in the past, right? And so he trusts these people, and so they start making money for him, right? After a few days, he's got his team, and they start going and they start multiplying. Well, after the first couple of weeks, they're doing pretty well. And so he decides, well, this team's doing good. I guess I'm just going to go and I'm going to go see my brother. And the brother, he hadn't seen since the day he had went and taken the money. And the other brother had picked the pennies. And so every day that brother had a penny and he'd go and he'd see his dad. And then he'd open up that purse that he gave him. I don't know why he gave a man a purse, but he did. A satchel. That would be a better word, but it said purse. And so he went in and he'd look in that purse and it would multiply every day. The first day it was a penny. The second day it was, wow, that's terrible math. Two pennies. The next day it was three. This is awful. Wow, the third day it is four pennies. The fourth day it is eight pennies. Then, it's going crazy. And it keeps multiplying every day, right? And so on the 17th day, the one brother that had $1 million, he's making a lot of money and he comes back to the other brother to see how he's doing, right? He thinks he took the million too and he wants to see what he had spent it on or how he'd invested it. What did he do? And so he goes and he talks to him and he goes, oh yeah, I picked the penny. And he goes, what are you, an idiot? Are you kidding me? You took the penny? How much money do you have? And he goes, I have $655.38. 36. Since, right? After 17 days, he's still only at hundreds of dollars. He's got $655. And so the brother just thinks he's crazy. He's like, man, you need to go back to dad. Ask if you can get a refund on this. Get your million, right? I'll help you out. I'll talk to him. I'll put in a good word. Something. Change your mind. But the brother decides that he's going to keep trusting God, trusting his dad, who is God. Just kidding. He trusts his dad, right? And he thinks there's something beyond this, or maybe he had a calculator and added it up. But somehow he keeps going. He goes, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trusting this. I've got the pennies. I'm going to keep making pennies every single day. So the brother leaves and he goes, fine, you're ridiculous. You made a horrible decision, but fine. And so on the 28th, well, let's back up a little bit. So day 17, he's got $655. Day 18, $1,300. Day 19, $2,600. Day 20, $5,200. Day 21, $10,000. Day 22, $20,000. Day 23, $41,000. Right? And it keeps multiplying every day. And so the brother who had the million gets his phone call from a representative of his financial team saying, hey, we're kind of losing money. Right? Everything's kind of crashing and dropped down a lot, but we've done everything we could to recover everything you have, but we still took a pretty big hit. And so by the end of that, on day 28, He hears this. And he starts with $1 million and he had gotten to about $1.5 million. But he had to pay the whole team over $500,000. So by the end, he only has a little bit less than $1 million. It's not that dramatic of a story. It's a little bit less than $1 million. Well, day 28, the penny pusher had $1,342,177.28. And by day 31, the final day, he had 10,000, that's exciting, $10,737,418.24. If you don't believe me, do the math. I already did it. Over $10 million he makes because he trusted his father and he just went after the pennies. He just went after the small amounts. I think our life is a lot like this. How many of you, without doing the math on your calculator, probably would have just taken the million and ran? Let's be honest. Probably would have taken a $100 bill and ran. Like, heck yes, I will take that. I'll take a $5 bill. Shoot, give me anything. Right, a lot of us live our life this way. And not just in dollar amounts. But in the way we live our life, we think more about the big picture. We think more about the big result. We think more about the big exciting numbers. We don't think about the small little pennies. How many of you save your pennies? How many of you don't care? Throw it on the ground, give it to somebody. Right? A lot of this is how we live our lives. Either we live by pennies or we chase the millions. We live by pennies or we chase the millions. Well, the kingdom of heaven is all about pennies. Let me explain. It's all about the small things. It's all about the little things. It's not about just the big picture. It's not about in one day leading 1 billion people to Jesus. It's about the small things that you do every single day. Let's look at Matthew 13. Matthew 13, 31. Here is another illustration Jesus used. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of garden plants, and it grows into a tree, and birds come and make nests in its branches. What is the highlight of this story? The mustard seed or the tree or the bird on the tree? It's about the mustard seed. It's about the small little seed. See, Jesus is highlighting that the kingdom of heaven is about the small little things that you do. It's about the daily things that you choose to put your mind on, to put your focus on. It's about all the small little decisions you make. It's about all the time that you spend and what you spend your time doing. It's not about the tree. It's about the seed. See, the kingdom is this way. It's not about this giant big reward that you get. It's about you trading your life every little moment, every little time, the little things that you do for other people, the little things that you trade your time for, the little things that you give up for somebody else, the little times that you go and you just make eye contact with somebody and smile at the person that nobody ever looks at. It's about the small things that you choose to do every day. It's about the pennies. It's all about the pennies, not the Benjamins. It's not all about that base. It's all about the pennies. That's what the kingdom of heaven is about. It's about seeds. It's about the smallest little things that you do every day. But see, we get fixated on this giant, big reward. And so the way we live our lives a lot of time is like this. In the same way that we live in our Christian lives, is we look for that big thing that we're going to get the quick results. Anybody seen like a get-rich-quick scheme? Pyramid schemes, right? The infomercials that say, do you want to be a millionaire? Does anybody ever have an infomercial that says, do you want to make a penny? You need to take that one. You want to make a penny every day? No, it's all about you want to make millions. Do you want to get rich quick, right? Do you want to lose weight fast? Nobody ever says, hey, do you want to lose weight in 16 years by slowly working out every day? Yeah, sign me up for that. That's awesome. No. Right? It's all about that quick result. It's all about getting there fast. That's why we have fast food restaurants, because we can eat it fast. We don't have to cook for an hour. We can just get something quick. Yeah, it takes an hour to cook. Go thank your mom. Right? It takes time to make something great. But we look for that quick result. I want quick definition in my abs, but I don't want to work out. So I'm hoping every morning I've come up with this new plan. Okay, this is what I was telling Mariah the other day. I just call it the flex plan. Okay, if I want abs, I just squeeze my abs all day long. And that's going to give me quick results, huh? Right? They have all those, yeah, the little belly shaker belt, right? Get abs quick. Just put this on for 10 minutes a day, right? Those are the kind of things that we buy, that we invest in, that we put our time into, is something that gets us this quick result fast. And our Christian life ends up being the same kind of way, right? We want more of Jesus, but we want him really quickly in a heavy dose. And if we don't see him in our lives, we don't see him moving, we start to get discouraged. We start to get complacent, right? We start getting impatient. Where are you, God? Right? That's why all of us love camp. You get quick results fast at camp, and I'm not against camp. I love camp. But camp should be a start of something great. It shouldn't be the end result. It shouldn't be the only thing you do every year is you get high on Jesus at camp, and then you go back and you get high with your friends on weed, right? Like that? I wrote it down. No, I didn't. That's freestyling right there. Right? It's not about just getting filled up and getting excited about the Lord for one moment and doing nothing the rest of your life. It's not about reading the Bible really quickly as fast as you can and then never reading it again. That's not what it's about. It's about the small things. It's about the little things. It's about what you choose to do every day. It's about where you choose to place your mind. It's about the center of your focus. What is the center of your focus? Are you focused on the millions or are you focused on the pennies? Are you focused on the tree or are you focused on the seeds? See, this is where we need to renew our mind. This is where we need to change our mindset. Because if we're always focused on the millions, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get complacent. If you're always focused on thousands of people coming to this youth group and you don't see the result in a couple of weeks, you'll probably get discouraged and leave. Right? We've been praying for 1,000 souls at this youth ministry for years, and I still believe it. But when I come after a couple of years and I don't see 1,000 souls, am I going to leave? Am I going to run away? No, I'm going to keep doing the small things, the little things. But see, if I keep my eyes focused on just what the end result is or what I want the end result to be, I'm going to get discouraged. I'm going to leave. I'm not going to be happy, right? And this is how we tend to live our lives, is that we're focused too much on that big goal or that big picture or what we think is the best plan for us, what we really want to do or the impact we really want to make. But we skip past the daily, I need to do this every single day. Right? A lot of us probably want to be superstar athletes. Right? But you don't want to put in the hours every single day, get up at 8:30 in the morning and go work out. That's a real time, trust me. Right? So you don't want to get up super early and trade your time to do that. Maybe some of you are doing that. That's awesome. You're probably a good athlete. Right? But we have these, oh gosh, don't even start, Brandon. Have a dream of playing video games for life. It's awful. But we get too caught up on what we want to look like, where we want to be, but we're not willing to put in the work day after day, moment after moment. It's about the small things in life that we choose to live our life for. See, that's what he's talking about in Romans 12. Don't just pretend to love others, but really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good, love each other with genuine affection, take delight in honoring each other, never be lazy. That means every moment, every day you're doing something. Whether you're sitting on your couch doing nothing, whether you're watching the same TV show over and over, guilty. Right? Whether you're hoping that maybe someday I'll be really intelligent, but I just don't want to do it now. Right? I have these dreams all the time, man. I wish I had all that. I don't dream. I actually can never remember my dreams, so that's a side note. But right, we have these goals or these plans of, I really want to get to this point. I think these all the time. I think, man, I really want to grow in just typical knowledge. Being awesome, that's a good goal too. Hey, thanks, Maggie. Right? But I have this goal. I want to be smarter in the Bible. I want to understand more. But I'm never going to get to that point if I just study once a week or once a month or once a year. Right? Or I'm not going to absorb all this knowledge if I keep falling asleep while I'm reading books. If I don't take the time to invest in myself and grow. Right? We have these high hopes for ourselves and we just think that one day it's just going to happen. One day I'll be passionate for the Lord. One day I'll lead thousands to Jesus. One day I'll preach in front of millions. Sure, what are you doing today? What are you doing in this moment? What are you trading this moment for? See, it's about the small things every single day. Learning not to be lazy. Learning to love other people. Learning to trade yourself for them. Learning to give up something you want for somebody else. It's doing the little things every day and never tiring from doing the same stuff. Love one person every day. Just go after one person, show them love. Meet a new person every single day. If you met somebody new every day, by the end of the year, you'd probably know everybody at your school. Why would that be awkward? Right? You would grow your influence just like that, just by getting to know people. What if you every day said something to build somebody up, right? You encouraged somebody every single day. You spoke life into somebody every single day, right? You told someone something great about them that you see in them every single day, right? You tell somebody every day that you love them, even if they look at you weird and call you gay. Do it anyways, right? What if in the little things that you do, you choose to do every single day, what kind of impact will you have after a year, after 2 years, right? It's just like those pennies. You save up a penny every single day. Every time you say something encouraging to somebody, you're multiplying it, right? You're multiplying because they feel that same encouragement and they go and encourage somebody. You speak life into somebody, man, it's going to be contagious. They'll speak life into somebody. And that's how it multiplies. That's how you continue to grow that, is every day you choose just a few minutes that you're going to take out of your time to go listen to somebody's story. Go get to know somebody new. Go step out of your comfort zone and do something new. Do something for somebody else. Take one day where you don't do something for yourself and you do something for somebody else. Because you were looking at me. I was just looking back. Right? Give something up every day for someone else. Go tell your parents something you love about them every day. How many of you do that? Wow, you guys are awesome. Good for you. Do it twice every day now. Here's your challenge. Right? What about your brothers or your sisters? No, maybe they don't already know. Go after them and tell them. Tell them something you love about them. Tell them something you enjoy doing with them. Tell them something nice. If you start doing this every day, your attitude is going to change. The way people see you is going to change. Keep doing it. It'll pay off. We're going to have a prayer meeting for Oliver up here afterwards. Just kidding, Oliver. I love you, dude. Right? Every day, have a good attitude. No matter what you've gone through, no matter if you're in the midst of trouble, every day, have a good attitude. These are small things that if you continue to do every single day, read your Bible just a few minutes every day. Study something new just a little bit every day, right? Grow in some knowledge every day. Grow in the way you love people every day. Pick one character attribute that you want to grow in for that month, and every day pray and ask God to give you more humility, right? And ask him to give you opportunities to be humble. I promise you he'll give you plenty. Ask God to humble you. Ask God to build your integrity. Ask God to do something new in you every day. It's the little things that take you to those millions. It's the pennies that you add up that multiply in the end. It's about being faithful with the small things that God gives you, that God puts in front of you, right? You guys all know the story of the talents. We'll go through it quickly. Right? This rich man is leaving out of his place for a while. He's going to be gone on this vacation. And so he trusts his money with some people. He gives 5 talents to one. He gives 3 talents to another. And he gives 1 to the last. And to the first one he gave 5, he comes back with 5 more. So he gives him 10. And he says, look what I've done. Right? And the master's excited and hopeful. He's like, yeah, you did a great job. Good job. And so then the next one who was given 3 comes back with 3 more. He multiplied it. Comes back with 6. He was excited. The last one who was given 1 comes back and gave him 1. Because he had buried it and he'd done nothing with it. And he throws him out and he says, you're lazy. You're lazy. Right? This is what God gives us. He gives us opportunities every day. Are we using those opportunities or are we just holding on to them? Are we waiting for something great and big to happen? Or are we doing the little things that God has placed in front of us? Each one of us has somebody in our lives that needs someone to listen to. Everybody has somebody in their lives that needs someone to give them the gospel, to share the gospel with them, to love them, to care for them. We all have opportunities to be Jesus in our schools, in our workplace, at home, to be an example. Every day you have pennies that you could be adding up for this big reward. But see, God tells us that it's not about this big reward. It's not about the tree. It's about you being faithful with the seeds. And trusting that God's going to be the one that grows it, right? We plant the seeds, God grows the seeds, right? We water them, he actually grows them. If we look in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but God was the one who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. God is the one who makes the millions, not you. Right? When we focus on that big picture, we focus on this big reward. We're wasting our times striving for something that maybe God doesn't even want for you. But God wants you to focus on the little things around you, the seeds, the pennies, and that you would trust God that he would be the one to grow it into the tree. He would be the one that provides the millions. We look at Noah. Noah built an ark. This Noah right here, he built a big ark. Noah took 120 years. You hear that? 120 years. You're stinking old, dude. To build the ark over and over every single day, Noah built the ark. And there was no sign of a flood coming. It's hot outside. Everybody's making fun of him, laughing. What are you doing? You're wasting your time. But he keeps being faithful with the small things. He doesn't take this large break and just say, God, you build the ark. Right? He's faithful every day in the small things and the little things. And it becomes this giant ark and the flood comes and everybody gets wiped out but him and his family and the animals. Right? That's because he was faithful for the small things. He was faithful to collect the pennies. He was faithful with the little things. God has called you to be faithful with every day, seeking after the small things, right? Not just looking for the big thing to happen, not just waiting for the next camp for you to make a difference, not just waiting for somebody to come and grab you and tell you you need to start leading people to Jesus, right? You start doing it yourself. You start investments. You start small little things at a time, little pennies, little seeds. And every day doing that over the years, you're going to watch it grow. See, everybody that God talks about in Hebrews 11, of the faithful, the ones who were seen as righteous because they were faithful to God. All of them had traded their lives to do the small things, the little things, over and over, and they were seen as faithful because of it. And it said that not a single one of them saw the complete promise of God. They didn't see the end result because it was never about the end result for them. It was about being faithful with the small things. For us, today, every day, it's about the small things that you do. Don't neglect the pennies. Don't look past the pennies because you're focused on the millions. Right? Don't look past the people that are around you. If you want to see a difference in your school, don't just wait for a big boom to happen and everybody to get saved. Start loving every little person that's around you. Yeah, just the little people around you. You can love the tall ones too. Hey, they're all going to love you. Right? Start loving the people that are around you. Start caring for the people that are around you. Start showing love to your parents. Start being grateful. Start growing in your character. Start growing in the Word. Read your Bible just a little bit every day. Don't wait for me to preach it to you for you to hear it. Every day in the small things that you do, give them to the Lord and be faithful with that. And God is going to be the one that brings the reward, that brings the millions, that gives what He knows that you need. Will you stand with me? That's my encouragement for us today, this week, that you would look for the small opportunities, that every day you will love somebody. Right? Go out of your way to love somebody. Every day you would meet somebody new. Every day you would make some kind of impact in someone's life. Every day you would encourage somebody. Every day you would hear somebody's story. Every day you would love someone. I already said that. Do it twice. Every day you'd read a little bit of your Word. Every day you'd spend some time with the Lord. Every day you would worship God. And you start to see the change and the impact. You start to see that passion building inside of you because you're doing the small things every day. Father, we thank you so much, God, that you are in control of the growing of people, of the growing of ourselves. And God, help us to be faithful with the small things that you place in front of us. God, help us to be faithful with the pennies and with the seeds and not wait and just wait around for the abundance and just settle and be complacent and be okay with just waiting for something else big to happen. But God, that we would do the little things that you've given us. God, we love you and we praise you. I pray that you would remind us of this word throughout this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.